Welcome back to the Deep Dive. We've got a really interesting one today because we're tackling a problem that I think pretty much everyone listening has felt personally.
Oh, yeah.
It doesn't matter if you run a huge agency, a software company, or if you're, you know, just trying to build a personal brand. Yeah. It's this feeling of, well, suffocation.
Suffocation. That's a heavy start.
It is, but it feels right. We're talking about content saturation. Mm-hmm. Just think about it. We have infinite shelf space now. Spotify, YouTube, Google, they will take literally as much as you can give them. The internet has no bottom.
But our time does.
Exactly. We have finite time. Actually, less than finite. We have no time.
You're absolutely right. It's the defining challenge of, you know, the modern digital economy. The bottleneck isn't distribution anymore. It used to be that getting on TV was the hard part, right?
True.
Now, distribution is free. It's infinite. The real bottleneck is production. How do you fill that infinite shelf with something that actually matters without completely burning out your team?
Exactly. And that is the perfect setup for today's thought experiment. We're looking at two very different players in the tech world and asking, what happens if they join forces?
The classic chocolate and peanut butter situation.
Right. So on one side, we have the intelligence. That's a company called Call Tracking Metrics, or CTM for short.
CTM, right. These are the heavy hitters in attribution. They tell you exactly what's making the phone ring. They are, you know, the data layer.
And on the other side, we have the Megaphone, a tool called Auto Content API. And I have to say, going through the documentation for this, it felt a little bit like looking at actual magic.
It feels like magic, but we're going to ground it today. Because if we just treat it like magic, we miss the point, the utility of it. This is about industrial-grade content transformation.
So here's the mission for this deep dive. We're going to play matchmaker. If CTM, who sits on this, like, mountain of data-used auto content API, how could they fundamentally change their growth? And maybe more importantly, how would that change the game for the thousands of marketing agencies that rely on them?
I love this premise because we're not just talking about tools. We're talking about solving that production bottleneck we started with. We're talking about building mental availability.
Okay, let's unpack the engine first. Auto Content API. When I first saw the name, I'll be honest, I kind of rolled my eyes. I thought, great, another chatbot wrapper. Another tool that helps me write a slightly better email.
Which is a fair reaction, honestly. The market is flooded with those things.
But the source material makes it really clear this is not that. This isn't another chat with your PDF tool.
No, and that's the critical distinction we need to make right up front. Most AI tools we see are like assistants. You sit at a screen, you chat with them, you go back and forth. It's still a manual process. You are still the bottleneck.
Mm-hmm.
Auto Content API positions itself as an industrial engine for what they call headless content production.
Headless content production. That sounds a little spooky, like the Sleepy Hollow of marketing.
It does, doesn't it? But in tech, headless just means there's no front-end interface you have to click around in. It's code talking to code. It's for developers.
Okay.
The whole philosophy here is shifting from creation, where humans sits down, you know, stares at a blank screen and sweats out a draft, to transformation.
Transformation. I like that word. So you're saying the raw materials are already there.
Precisely. And this is the key to the whole deep dive. Most companies, and CTM is a perfect example, are sitting on mountains of information. They have blogs, technical docs, case studies, raw data. They have the knowledge. They just lack the capacity to reformat it for every platform where their audience hangs out.
Right. Because turning a blog post into a podcast takes a scriptwriter, a host, an editor, a sound engineer. It's a whole thing.
It's friction. Auto Content's job is to remove that friction. It takes one input, say a URL to a blog post, and it can simultaneously output audio, video, and text assets.
I saw that in the notes. It says it can generate full conversational podcasts, explainer videos, YouTube shorts, and research briefings all at once. It even positions itself as the Notebook LM API alternative for enterprise.
Right. And we've seen Notebook LM. It's impressive. But it's a consumer tool. You have to drag and drop files yourself. You have to be there. Auto Content is built to be automated.
Hmm.
It hooks into workflows like Zapier or Make.com. So imagine this. You don't even log in. An event happens. A new CTM blog post goes live and the engine just wakes up.
It wakes up and starts building.
It starts building assets without a human lifting a finger. That's the Megaphone.
Okay. So that's the engine. Now let's look at the client. Call Tracking Metrics. I've used call tracking before, but looking at their current stuff, CTM seems to go way beyond just, you know, recording calls.
Oh, they do. They've evolved a lot. They're really a platform for conversation intelligence. Their core value is helping businesses stop guessing. You run a Google ad, someone clicks, they call.
Yeah.
Usually that's a black box, right? You know you spent money and you know the phone rang.
But you don't know which ad caused the ring.
They connect those dots. They use dynamic number insertion. So they can tell you, hey, this specific keyword, emergency plumber in Austin, drove that $10,000 sale.
That is incredibly valuable data. And they have features like Ask AI to analyze the conversations, too.
Yes. They can score calls, spot trends, see if the agent was polite, if the customer was angry. And they plug all that back into Salesforce or Google Ads.
And a huge part of their business is agencies.
Huge. Agencies are the lifeblood. They're constantly under pressure to prove ROI to clients. CTM helps them do that. But here's the opportunity for our thought experiment. CTM produces a ton of technical documentation and success stories. They are data rich.
But maybe content constrained.
Exactly. They have the intelligence.
Yeah.
Now they just need the megaphone.
Okay, let's get into the specifics. We've broken this down into a few synergies. So synergy case A, support.
The unsexy but essential part of the business.
Right. I was reading the CTM docs about smart routing, geo-routing, triggers.
Mm-hmm.
It's powerful stuff, but man, it is complex.
It's enterprise software. And the rule is, complex software equals high support ticket volumes.
And nobody, I don't care who you are, nobody wants to read a 4,000-word manual on how to set up a soft phone.
No. You skim it, you get frustrated, and then what do?
You submit a ticket, or you call support.
Which costs CTM money. Real human time. This is where AutoContent's explainer video endpoint becomes a game changer. Imagine this. CTM feeds their entire support library, every URL, every PDF about integrations into the API.
And what comes out the other side?
Automatically generated 60 to 90 second horizontal videos.
Wait, let's pause there. When you say video, are we talking about like a slideshow with robot text?
No, we're talking about real videos with relevant stock footage, yeah. AI avatars if they want them, voiceovers that sound totally natural, subtitles, videos that actually explain how to set up geo-routing step by step.
That is wild, because usually making one video like that involves a scriptwriter, a voice actor, an editor.
And the source material puts the cost of that at anywhere from $3,000 to $10,000 per project.
Ouch. So for a library of 500 support articles, that's impossible. You just wouldn't do
it. It's too expensive. But AutoContent does it for credits. We're talking pennies or dollars per video. Suddenly, having a video for every single support article isn't a fantasy. It's a line item on a credit card.
And think about the user experience. I'm stuck on a setting. I go to the help page. Instead of a wall of text, I see a play button. I watch for 60 seconds. I'm done.
The source material actually highlights this. Adding explainers leads to fewer support tickets because people actually absorb the information. But there's a side benefit we can't ignore. SEO.
SEO. How?
Google loves dwell time. If a user lands on a help page and stays for 90 seconds to watch a video, that signals to Google that this page is valuable. If they bounce after 5 seconds because they hate reading, that's a bad signal.
So you're saving money on support and making Google happy at the same time.
It's visual intelligence. You're moving from text-heavy files, which people skim and misunderstand, to engaging visual assets. And you don't need to hire a whole video production team to do it.
That's huge.
Yeah.
But let's move to where the money is made. Marketing. Synergy case B.
The agency growth engine.
CTM is built for agencies. I saw they have white labeling, sub accounts, the whole nine yards. And agencies live and die by one thing, case studies.
Look what I did for this other guy. Now let me do it for you.
Exactly. I found some great ones in the CTM source material. There's John Porton from a company called Black Propeller.
I know that case study.
He used CTM to get a 25 to 30% conversion increase for his clients. That's significant.
It's massive. In the ad world, 5% is good. 30% is a promotion.
And then there's John Austinson from 10x5. His client hit an 85% conversion rate on inbound calls.
85%.
85.
That is absurdly high. The industry average is usually hovering around 50 if you're lucky.
Right. It's an incredible story. But here is the question. How many people actually know about it?
Well, right now, it's probably a PDF case study buried on the resources page of their website.
Exactly. It's static text, waiting for you to find it. Now, apply the AutoContent transformation engine. CTM could take that written case study about John Austinson and hit the audio and video shorts endpoint. So turn the text into a podcast, like this one.
A success story podcast. Imagine a 10-minute interview between two AI hosts, kind of like us, actually, discussing how 10x5 got that 85% rate. Breaking down the strategy, analyzing the metrics.
That is so meta. But I would totally listen to that. I'd listen to that on my commute way before I'd ever read a PDF.
It's engaging. It fits into your life. And then at the same time, the engine generates a vertical TikTok or YouTube short. It grabs the hook, how 10x5 hit 85% conversion, overlays some punchy visuals, adds captions, and boom, you have a viral asset.
And you just blast that out on social media.
You do. And again, look at the economics of it. A human-made podcast costs, what, between $150 and $500 bucks minimum. And that's for a cheap one. Auto content does it for cents.
This allows you to do something that experts call the long tail strategy, right?
Yes. This is crucial. Usually, companies only make high-end content for their biggest, most famous clients. Because production is expensive, you save it for the big logos.
Right. You make the video for Nike, not for the local plumbing chain down the street.
Exactly. But if production is effectively free, you can publish a case study for every single client. You can dominate those niche, long-tail keywords. Call tracking for plumbing agencies in Austin. Lead gen for dentists in Seattle. You can have a video and a podcast for every single one.
That's dominance by volume. You're just flooding the zone.
It's flooding the zone with high-quality content. It's not spam. It's actual relevant data transformed into a format people want to consume. It's taking the success you already have and making sure everyone actually sees it.
Okay, I love the marketing angle. But there was something else in the CTM sources that caught my eye. They talk a lot about conversation intelligence for coaching.
Yes, for scoring calls for sales teams.
So Synergy KC, internal training, the private podcast.
This is a sleeping giant of a use case. I think this might actually be the most valuable one for them internally.
Walk me through it.
So companies struggle with knowledge transfer. It's a perennial problem. You hire a new sales rep at CTM. How do they learn what a good call sounds like? How do they learn the product inside and out?
Usually, they shadow a senior rep. Or they have to log into a dashboard and listen to hours of raw recordings.
Yeah.
Or read a transcript, which, let's be honest, is boring.
It's passive, it's dry, retention is low, nobody remembers the memo. Now, imagine CTM takes the transcripts of their top 10 best sales calls from the last month, the ones that closed the big deals. They feed those transcripts into auto content.
And then turn them into a training podcast.
A best of the week show. A curated audio summary. But not just a reading of the transcript. The AI hosts break down why the deal closed. Did you hear how he handled that objection about pricing? Let's rewind that. It adds commentary.
That's incredible. And the sales rep can listen to that in the car on the way to a meeting.
Exactly. The source material explicitly mentions that employees are far more likely to listen to a 10-minute audio summary while driving than they are to read a memo. It's about meeting the learner where they are. It's basically game tape for business, delivered in a format people actually enjoy.
There was also a note about voice cloning in the auto content features. That felt a little futuristic.
It's here now. It's very real.
So CTM could technically clone their CEO's voice.
Or the VP of sales. Imagine getting a daily update in the VP's actual voice, summarizing market trends or product updates without that VP ever having to step into a recording booth.
That feels personal, though. Even if you know it's AI, hearing the leader's voice, it matters.
It builds culture and alignment at scale. It removes the executive's calendar as a bottleneck for communication. You get the presence of leadership without the time cost.
We've talked support, marketing, internal training. But CTM is a global tool. Their website mentions global organizations rely on CTM.
And that brings us to the next frontier, localization.
Right. Auto content supports over 50 languages.
Think about what that means for CTM's total addressable market, their TAM. Usually, if you want to expand into Germany or Japan, you need to hire local content teams. You need translators. You need to re-record every video. It's slow. It's expensive. It's risky.
But with this API,
CTM could instantly translate all of their marketing materials, their support videos, their case studies into Spanish, German, Japanese overnight.
Just hit a button.
Essentially, they could have a Spanish language version of their Success Stories podcast running in parallel to the English one. They could have German support videos generated from the original English documentation.
That is massive leverage. You're multiplying your reach without multiplying your headcount.
That is the definition of a force multiplier. You're decoupling growth from hiring. You can test a market, say Brazil, by translating your content first. If it gets traction, then you hire the local team. It completely reverses the risk equation.
There's one more feature I want to touch on because it sounded very sci-fi. Newsjacking and deep research.
This is for the thought leadership angle. So auto content has features that monitor social platforms like X and Reddit. It's always listening.
Listening for what exactly?
Trends, keywords. Let's say Google Ads privacy changes starts trending on Reddit. That is a huge, scary topic for CTM's audience.
Oh, absolutely. Every agency freaks out when Google changes the rules. Mm-hmm. It's panic mode.
Exactly. So Auto Content can detect that trend in real time. Then it uses its deep research agents to go out, browse the web, read the new policy, cross-reference it with sources, and generate a briefing.
A briefing for the CTM team.
Or even better, a video script or a podcast episode explaining what the change means for call tracking.
And CTM could publish that while the topic is still hot.
That's the key, speed. In the attention economy, being first matters. If you are the first one to explain the scary new Google update, you win the trust. This positions CTM not just as a tool, but as a thought leader that reacts in real time.
So they aren't just reacting to the news. They become the source of the analysis.
Precisely. And they do it without pulling their best data scientists off a project to write a blog post.
Mm.
The engine does the heavy lifting. The human just reviews and hits publish.
It really is a growth engine.
That's the best way to describe it. It's not just a content tool. It's a growth engine.
Okay, so let's wrap this up. We've looked at the sources. We've seen the capabilities. If we summarize this whole synergy, what are we really looking at?
We're looking at a fundamental shift in the economics of content. By combining CTM's data, the intelligence, with Auto Content's production capacity, the megaphone, you get three distinct wins.
Okay, hit me.
First, lower support costs. You do that with automated video explainers, you deflect tickets with better content, and you save your human experts for the really hard problems.
Yep.
Second, higher marketing reach. You saturate the market with podcasts and shorts covering every single case study and long-tail keyword you can find. You flood the zone.
Check.
And third, faster internal velocity. You align your team with private training podcasts, and you can expand globally without all that friction.
It makes so much sense. It seems like the barrier to entry for high-volume, high-quality content is just gone.
That's the so what here. In 2026, the barrier to growth isn't having good ideas. CTM has great ideas. They have amazing data. The barrier is the velocity of sharing them. This API just removes that friction.
It's like taking the governor off the engine. You can finally go as fast as your ideas allow you to.
Exactly.
Well, this has been a fascinating look at what happens when you plug two powerful tools together. I want to leave you, the listener, with one final thought to mull over.
What's on your mind?
We talked about cloning voices and automating videos, and it sounds great for a big company like CTM. But bring it down to the individual level. If you could clone your best sales rep or your best support agent, that one person who always knows exactly what to say, and have them making content 247 in 50 languages for pennies, what excuse do you actually have left for being quiet?
That is a very uncomfortable question for a lot of businesses, but it's the right one to be asking. If the cost of speaking is basically zero, silence becomes a choice.
I think so too. Thanks for diving in with us. We'll catch you on the next one.
Goodbye, everyone.